Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Real Change by Sharon Salzberg, published in 2020. This guide is not just a book, it's a beacon for those looking to forge a better world, not through external means alone, but through the transformation of the self. Salzberg, a luminary in the field of meditation and mindfulness, shares insights drawn from her vast experience, illustrating how these practices can be leveraged to cope with the pressures and stresses inherent in modern life. With her expertise rooted in decades of teaching and as a co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society, Salzberg brings a depth of understanding to the topic. She is a revered author with several New York Times bestsellers under her belt, including Loving Kindness and Real Happiness at Work. Real Change is poised to follow in the footsteps of these influential works, offering actionable advice and contemplative exercises that promise to mold resilient, compassionate individuals capable of spearheading meaningful change in their communities and beyond. This episode is particularly tailored for those tirelessly working towards making the world a better place but find themselves battle-weary and burnt out. It's for the stressed caregivers in need of respite, and genuinely anyone curious about how meditation can enrich their lives and empower them to face challenges with grace. Join us as we explore how real change encapsulates the journey from inner transformation to societal impact, making it a vital read for anyone on the path to personal growth and social activism. Real Change, Mindfulness to Heal Ourselves and the World. Introduction: Unlocking Serenity and Action Through Meditation. In an era where the cries for social justice are louder than ever, be it battling climate change, fighting institutional racism, or standing up against online harassment, many of us feel compelled to act. But with such monumental challenges facing us, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and paralyzed by the sheer scale of these issues. How can we maintain our equilibrium and not lose sight of our personal peace in the process? Meditation holds an intriguing answer. Drawing upon the insights of renowned meditation teacher Sharon Salzberg, we explore how the ancient practice of meditation is not just about achieving personal tranquility. Instead, it's about building a foundation that supports enduring engagement in social activism. Through a series of mindfulness strategies, Salzberg shows us how we can remain anchored and proactive in the face of societal challenges. In this exploration, you'll discover the art of coping with broken toys in a way that fortifies your resolve instead of breaking your spirit, the significance of envisioning the Statue of Liberty on the move, and what it teaches us about freedom and solidarity. The right moment to reach for a banana, an allegory for timing and nourishment in your quest for justice. Each of these lessons converges on a central theme. Meditation is more than a retreat from the world. It is a gateway to deeper compassion, greater clarity, and more meaningful action. Whether you're dealing with personal struggles or are engaged in the broader battle for a fairer world, the practice of meditation equips you with the tools needed to stay grounded and focused. It reveals that the path to real change is through inner peace, empowering us to approach societal issues with a calm mind and a resilient spirit. Part 1. Empowerment Through Mindfulness, A Beacon in the Fight for Justice. In the shadow of tragedy, faced with a decision that could define the course of her life, Sari Kaufman, a survivor from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, chose to stand and fight. In the aftermath of a devastating attack that shook the foundations of her world in February 2018, Sari transformed her pain into a powerful call to action against gun violence, thereby embodying the resilience and determination that lies at the heart of meaningful social change. This narrative isn't just Sari's, it's a clarion call to all of us who feel crushed under the weight of global challenges, climate change, political unrest, and social inequalities. In moments when despair seems overpowering, the instinct to withdraw or freeze can be overwhelming. However, The journey toward a more just and compassionate world demands that we rise and engage, even when the path is fraught with obstacles. Here lies a profound truth. Cultivating mindfulness and embracing loving-kindness meditation isn't an escape from these battles. Rather, it's an essential strategy for equipping ourselves with the inner strength necessary to engage in these fights for the long haul. Embracing mindfulness does far more than alleviating personal stress. It lays the groundwork for sustaining activism. By fostering a practice of meditation, we can sharpen our focus on our goals, fostering resilience in the face of adversity. Meditation isn't about turning a blind eye to the world's pain. Instead, it's about preparing ourselves mentally and emotionally to face these challenges head-on. It empowers us to connect more deeply with others, to envision beyond immediate barriers, and to infuse our actions with compassion and purpose. Consider taking a moment for yourself to simply breathe. With each inhalation and exhalation, acknowledge the physical sensations within you and the thoughts that wander through your mind. This is not about judgment or suppression. It's about recognition and the gentle guidance of your attention back to your breath. This simple act is a step toward resilience, a step toward tuning into the present and fortifying your spirit for the journey ahead. Through mindfulness, we don't just survive the struggles inherent in striving for social justice. We thrive, buoyed by a sense of connection and an unshakable resolve to contribute to a world where equity and compassion are the foundations upon which we build our shared future. Part 2. Step forward with confidence, unleashing your potential for change. At the heart of New York Harbor stands a figure that has captured imaginations and inspired millions, the Statue of Liberty. Beyond her silent vigil and the welcoming embrace to the world's weary and seeking refuge, there's a subtle yet profound signal she's sending out. It's in the way her back foot is poised, heel lifted, ready to step forward. Lady Liberty is not just a static symbol of freedom and hope. She's a declaration of action, urging us to not just dream of a better world, but to stride towards making it a reality. This beckoning to action underlines a powerful truth. Embracing our agency can transform the world around us. Inertia often holds us hostage, leaving our aspirations for a fairer, more equitable society as mere wishful thinking. Yet, it's imperative we understand that the visions we hold dear can transcend being just visions if we dare to take action. The gap between what is and what could be is bridged by recognizing and activating our capacity to make a tangible difference. Adi Barkan's saga offers an extraordinary testament to this. Confronted with a life-altering diagnosis of ALS at a young age, he could have forfeited his advocacy. Instead, he chose to amplify it, channeling his circumstances into a catalyst for championing healthcare reform. His relentless activism underscores that even in the face of adversity, our spirit and resolve can ignite powerful waves of change. But what holds us back from harnessing this power? Sometimes it's the corrosive doubts fostered by low self-esteem, or perhaps the paralyzing fear of failure. At times, systemic barriers like racial injustice or gender bias sow seeds of disillusionment, whispering that our efforts are futile. Yet the narrative of the Recovery Cafe challenges these notions. Here, individuals grappling with homelessness redefine their narratives, discovering that their collective agency can cultivate a nurturing space of empowerment and transformation. From their example, nearly 20 such havens now flourish across North America. A testament to what's possible when individuals realize their own capacity for impactful action. The message is unequivocal. Every one of us possesses an innate power to effect change. Whether it's fighting for justice, like Adi, or creating a circle of support like the Recovery Cafe, the key lies in embracing our agency. It's about rejecting passivity and stepping forward, just like the Statue of Liberty. With a resolve that marries our ideals with real, actionable steps towards the world as we wish to see it. Together we hold the potential to sculpt not only our destinies, but also to lay down the stones for a foundation of a more equitable, just, and compassionate society. Part 3. Transform pain into power. Uncover resilience through emotional courage. Imagine the varied faces of adversity: a soldier grappling with the invisible wounds of war, a couple navigating the stormy aftermath of a failed marriage, an environmentalist mourning the accelerating destruction of our planet. Different as these scenarios may seem, they are united by a common thread. Each person is wrestling with profound loss and the myriad forms of suffering that accompany it. Yet, amid the depth of these struggles lies an opportunity for profound personal growth. Adversity, while daunting, can serve as a crucible for uncovering remarkable inner strength and resilience. Embracing and understanding our negative emotions rather than fleeing from them can lead us to discover an untapped wellspring of courage and strength within ourselves. In modern Western culture, there's a pervasive tendency to shy away from discomfort, to mask pain or push it aside in hopes it might vanish. However, there is an alternative and potentially transformational approach to dealing with our darkest moments. By confronting our pain head-on, acknowledging it, sitting with it, and striving to understand its roots, we can cultivate healthier ways of coping and foster deeper empathy for others enduring similar struggles. Resilience is our capacity to rebound from hardship, recognizing and affirming our intrinsic ability to overcome. Consider the example of a soldier battling PTSD. This person might face myriad challenges, from panic attacks to issues with trust. Yet, through confronting these struggles, identifying triggers, deploying relaxation techniques, there is an opportunity to regain a sense of control. Pain, when approached as a transformative force, is akin to recuperating from a severe physical injury. Let's say you suffer a significant ankle injury. Avoiding the use of your foot entirely may seem like a relief initially, but it hampers proper healing. Conversely, engaging in rehabilitative exercises, though potentially uncomfortable at first, eventually restores strength and mobility. This metaphor extends to our emotional wounds as well. Through active engagement and rehabilitation, we can heal, grow, and gain a deeper understanding of ourselves. Loving-kindness meditation is a powerful tool in this healing journey. It encourages us to hold space for our suffering, to surround it with compassion rather than resistance. In moments of distress, closing your eyes, focusing on your breath, and silently offering yourself compassionate affirmations, such as "May I be safe" or "May I live with ease," can pave the way to emotional resilience. Envisioning yourself overcoming your present adversities not only diminishes their immediate hold over you, but also reinforces your confidence in the face of future challenges. By facing our pain with courage and openness, we can transform our deepest vulnerabilities into sources of unspeakable strength and resilience, proof that within each of us lies the power to rise above our circumstances, however dark they might seem. Part 4. Nourishing the soul, the key to sustaining your mission. Picture. The scene: a tireless fighter for human rights, deeply immersed in battles for gender equity, fair wages, and universal health care, faces a seemingly trivial yet profound decision over a midday meal. Overwhelmed by hunger in an office devoid of options, she hesitates before a bunch of bananas, conflicted over the ethical implications of her choice. Yet, in this moment of exhaustion and need, the decision to nourish herself with what's available transcends dietary preference. It's a vital act of self-preservation. This anecdote underscores a broader, more critical lesson: the importance of self-care and finding joy in your work for long-term success and fulfillment. Within the realms of activism and service, the drive to push forward relentlessly can be both a virtue and a vice. Passion fuels the relentless pursuit of justice and equity, yet without moments of rest and joy, even the fiercest warrior can face burnout. Therefore, embracing self-care and allowing oneself to find happiness in the midst of struggle is not merely beneficial, it's essential. This concept extends far beyond managing physical exhaustion. It encompasses mental and emotional rejuvenation as well. Establishing routines and practices that grant yourself permission to rest and recover is critical. Sometimes referred to as building a coping bank, this practice ensures that you replenish the energy reserves depleted by your endeavors. The art of self-care manifests differently for each individual. Miles Horton, the visionary behind the Highlander Folk School, found solace and renewed vigor in the tranquility of nature. Chantel Walker, a staunch advocate in the Fight for 15 movement, recharges her spirit through the freedom of cycling. Both examples highlight the undeniable truth that stepping away from the intensity of one's mission can paradoxically enhance one's capability to effect change upon returning. Moreover, infusing your work with elements of joy is equally transformative. Contrary to the notion that serious endeavors necessitate a somber approach, the act of introducing levity and happiness into one's labor can be profoundly empowering. Recollect the civil rights marches of the 1960s, where songs of hope and camaraderie echoed, not only as a form of protest, but as a means of upliftment. This approach, referred to in Buddhist teachings as gladdening the mind, showcases how joy can fortify the spirit, rendering even the most daunting tasks more bearable. In summary, the cultivation of well-being through self-care and the pursuit of joy in the work we do is not a detour from our mission. It's the very sustenance that propels us forward. By honoring our need for rest and embracing moments of happiness, we equip ourselves with the resilience and vigor needed to continue the fight for a better world. Part 5. Embracing the Tapestry of Life, the Power of Interconnectedness. Consider the humble tree. At first glance, it stands as a solitary figure, trunk, branches, leaves, and all. But delve deeper, and the tree unveils itself as a nexus of connections, an integral thread in the intricate fabric of life. It thrives on the sunlight, rain, and nutrients, forming symbiotic relationships with the birds in its branches and the fungi in its roots. This understanding reveals that a tree, much like everything else in our world, does not exist in isolation, but as part of a larger interconnected system. This notion of interconnectedness, or as the revered Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh terms it, interbeing, is a profound reminder that everything in the universe is entwined. Every entity, every being, contributes to the mosaic of existence, thereby deserving respect, care, and compassion. In today's fast-paced, often fragmented society, it's easy to lose sight of this interconnectedness. Consider the homeless people we encounter daily. To many, they are just faces in the crowd, estranged from our personal spheres. Yet, if we broaden our perspective, we recognize that these individuals could be connected to us in ways we might not initially see. They could be someone's sibling, a part of our wider community, or connected through shared experiences or places. The story of Rob Tibbetts poignantly underscores the strength found in recognizing our shared humanity. Faced with his daughter Molly's tragic death caused by a Mexican immigrant, he resisted the pull of anger and division. Instead, he emphasized the unity within his community, irrespective of race or origin, showcasing a remarkable embrace of interconnectedness even in the depths of personal loss. Meditation serves as a powerful tool to illuminate these invisible threads that bind us. Through practices like loving-kindness meditation, we not only extend compassion to others, but also affirm the shared journey of well-being. Envisioning someone you've encountered, reflecting on how your lives are intertwined, and sending them positive thoughts not only enriches their existence, but also reinforces your own sense of connection and well-being. Ultimately, the recognition of our interconnectedness acts as a beacon, guiding us to live with more empathy, understanding, and unity. It reminds us that in the grand tapestry of life, each thread, however seemingly insignificant, holds a place of importance. Our actions, our compassion, and our awareness of these connections can weave a reality that honors the depth and beauty of our shared existence. Part 6. Unraveling Bias, a journey into mindful self-reflection, let's unravel a simple yet profound riddle. Imagine a devastating car accident where a father tragically loses his life, but his son survives and is urgently taken to a hospital. There, the chief surgeon is taken aback and exclaims, "I can't operate on this child. He's my son." This scenario leaves many puzzled. If the father has passed away, how can the surgeon be the boy's son? The conundrum here isn't in the logic, but in our inherent biases. The surgeon is the boy's mother. This example starkly highlights how deeply ingrained biases can skew our perception, often without us even realizing it. Our brains are wired for efficiency, and to streamline the overwhelming torrent of information we encounter daily, they rely on shortcuts and assumptions. While these cognitive biases can sometimes help us navigate the world more swiftly, they can also blur our judgment and understanding, especially when it comes to societal norms and stereotypes. Take, for instance, the fundamental attribution error. This cognitive bias illustrates our tendency to interpret others' behaviors differently based on our relationship with them or their social group. We might excuse a friend's harshness as a bad day, yet attribute a stranger's similar behavior to their personality or group characteristics. Such biases aren't mere oversights. They can deeply entrench discriminatory beliefs and behaviors, subtly shaping our interactions and decisions. Even in contexts that demand objectivity, like healthcare, unconscious biases can lead to disparities. For example, studies have shown that doctors, despite their training and intentions, may prescribe pain relief differently based on racial biases, offering less to black patients than white patients. Awareness meditation offers a pathway to confront and dismantle these subconscious prejudices. By engaging in introspective thinking and meditation, we can explore the roots of our perceptions, attitudes, and beliefs. This practice entails a quiet, reflective state where we delayer aspects of our identity, experiences, and the societal norms that have shaped our worldview. It's a powerful tool for uncovering hidden biases and starting the process of unlearning them. By embracing deep, introspective thinking, we embark on a transformative journey. We learn not only to challenge our preconceptions, but also to cultivate a more inclusive and understanding perspective. This journey is crucial for personal growth and for fostering a society that values and respects the intricate tapestry of human diversity. Part 7. Finding Your Center, the Art of Emotional Equilibrium. Imagine witnessing a child's heartbreak over a broken toy. In that moment, you're faced with a choice: to deeply immerse yourself in the child's sorrow or to dismiss the emotional significance of the event entirely. Neither extreme, however, nurtures the child or honors the genuine disappointment she feels. The key lies in offering empathy and understanding, while also providing reassurance and perspective, that while the toy may be broken, the capacity for joy and play remains untouched. This delicately balanced approach serves as a metaphor for maintaining an internal equilibrium in our own lives, a concept known as equanimity. Equanimity, or upekkha in Buddhist teachings, is not about achieving an impossible perfect balance between all aspects of life. Rather, it's about cultivating an inner steadiness that allows us to navigate the ebbs and flows of emotions with grace. It's recognizing that while we cannot control the external world, we can find stability within ourselves, acknowledging our emotions without being overwhelmed by them. For those engaged in the tireless work of activism or striving for societal change, equanimity is invaluable. The challenges faced, from climate change to systemic injustices, are daunting, and it's all too easy to oscillate between anger and despair. However, embracing equanimity allows us to acknowledge the gravity of these issues while still holding on to hope and working towards improvement, no matter how incremental. Equanimity also encourages us to take a long-term perspective. Just as a master's teachings unfold over time, meaningful societal change often requires patience, resilience, and the recognition that progress may unfold slowly and perhaps even beyond our lifetimes. By maintaining an internal balance, we're able to contribute effectively to the causes we care about without succumbing to burnout or losing sight of the potential for positive change. In essence, finding your center through equanimity means walking a middle path, fully experiencing our emotions, whether joy, sadness, anger, or fear, but allowing ourselves to return to a place of calm. Like a well-anchored ship riding out a storm, we remain steady and intact, ready to continue our journey with our spirits and hopes undimmed. Final summary. In an era where the challenges facing our world can seem insurmountable, the quest for a brighter future remains undiminished. The journey towards creating meaningful change is fraught with obstacles. Yet there exists a potent ally in this battle: the practices of mindfulness and meditation. These tools not only equip us to face adversities head-on, but also nourish the resilience and determination crucial for sustained activism. Cultivating an activist spirit involves a nuanced understanding of our emotional landscape. It's about acknowledging the presence of negative emotions, not to be subdued by them, but to emerge with an invigorated resolve. In this endeavor, self-care emerges as a cornerstone, a reminder that finding moments of joy and rest amidst the tumult is not a retreat but a reinforcement of our capacity to contribute effectively. Equanimity stands as a guiding principle, advocating for a balanced approach towards emotional experiences. It encourages us to navigate through feelings of despair and hope with grace, ensuring that while we might waver, we never falter. This equilibrium fosters a mindset that appreciates the value of the long-term perspective, recognizing that change, though slow, is inevitable and worth striving for. At the heart of this journey is the realization that mindfulness is not merely a personal sanctuary, but a wellspring of strength for the activist's soul. It's a testament to the power of inner peace in fueling the fight for a better world, ushering in a future where compassion, equity, and justice prevail. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.